Marilyn?
Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am well. Well, let you know, first and foremost, I have started recording.
Okay.
In the record process, I've had to mute myself, so if I fade out on you, you can't hear me at any point, don't be afraid to yell at me.
Okay.
All right. And with that, we're talking new fashion, style, and beauty trends for the year. So tell me all about it.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that's happening for spring right now is fashion is kind of taking a little trip back to a few different eras. You know, fashion likes to sort of reinvent itself, and sometimes it's, you know, it's not exactly reinventing the wheel, but it's retweaking the wheel or rethinking the wheel, and that's exactly what's happening now. There's a huge trend back going into the 60s kind of pop era, mini skirts and graphic kind of little tiny prints and itsy-bitsy dresses and that, you know, cute little look. And most of it is because of the Andy Warhol movie that's coming out right now. And, you know, there's a lot of the time in fashion, they kind of glom on to a hot movie and then, you know, the trend just follows and everybody gets all excited and you see it. And that's what's happening with the 60s look. But it just doesn't stop there. Then there's also going to be some of the 70s stuff going on with the long, flowing, kind of groovy, rich, hippie kind of clothes and the very pretty sort of airy mixed prints, which is also very beautiful, and it's loose and it's summery. And then there's a real salute to the 80s, and that's probably the trend that's going to sort of revamp the way we look at fashion, and that's the one that's going to stick around the most. And, you know, you remember back when in the 80s there was a lot of purple and shorter dresses, and those tight little bandage dresses were in style, Azadina Liar form-fitting things, and, you know, not the big shoulders as Dynasty, but it's a different kind of silhouette. It's more a glammed-up silhouette, and even that kind of Molly Ringwald look of, you know, the pretty and pink little lacy dresses. So there's a lot of 80s influence, and that's going to, you know, change the silhouette as to, you know, of the clothes we're used to looking at the most, I feel.
So everything old is new again?
Well, you know, and everything old is new again, but it's not like going to a costume shop and, you know, saying, well, you know, this is the dress I wore to this really cool after-hours club in 1981. I'm going to put it on again now. It's taking the essence of the trend and being smart enough to know that if you were around the last time that trend was around and you wore it and you remember where you wore it, you probably should rethink it on its next go-round so that you don't look like you're stuck in a time capsule and you look modern and fresh, but not your years.
We got the new style. What about maybe some beauty trends and tips?
Okay. Well, one of the things in beauty now is it's a softer face. As the clothes get more severe, it's always a nice balance to have softer, more natural makeup. You know, if you have hard makeup and a hard-looking outfit, it's just too costumey. So it's a softer look. And when you're wearing less type of makeup and you're looking natural, you want your skin to look as great, you know, as if it was bare and you weren't wearing anything. And you want to always, you know, technology is really just, I think, the best thing in beauty right now, because there's ways with your simple moisturizers and creams and common sense of staying out of the sun to, you know, take care of yourself. But you get to a certain point where, you know, no matter how many glasses of water you drink a day, no matter how much organic food and vitamins and moisturizers you put on your skin, you know, age is going to catch up with you, and you don't necessarily have to go to something severe or something big like a facelift, and you don't have to, you know, necessarily go use fillers like Restylane or even get a Botox shot. You can, but you don't have to. The other thing that's happening now, where technology is really ahead of itself, is there's these new treatments which are FDA approved, and they combine multiple energies, and what they do is they're painless, there's no downtime, you could do them, you know, in the middle of the day, and what it does is it heats up your dermal layer of your skin, and in the process of heating up your skin with this combined technology, it boosts up your collagen. So you don't get any kind of sudden dramatic change. It's like, what did she do? You know, she didn't look like that yesterday. You get something subtle. And this treatment, combining the two technologies, is called Refirm. And what it does is it refirms your skin. So it gives you the collagen you lost and the glow that you used to have, and it makes everything look sort of pretty again, and it's gradual. So there's no sudden jarring change. You don't have to be afraid that, you know, I'm going to get a facelift and I'm not going to look the way I used to look. I'll have a new face. It's only going to produce what your body can produce. So you'll look like you, but you know, a couple of years ago who treated yourself a little better, and you know, then you could wear the dress from the 80s, and people will think, hey, it's the first time she ever wore it. She's young and cool, you know, and they don't need to know that. You know, you could name every disco song in two beats.
So this lets you firm up without having that deer in the headlights.
Oh, yeah, the scary deer in the headlights, or that, you know, the frozen smile that, you know, it's like, look, don't I look beautiful? Yeah, but, you know, your face isn't moving. That's not beautiful, you know, or they all look alike. Are they sisters? It's like, nope, they went to the same doctor. They all have the same facelift. You know, you look like you. Natural. Move. Your face is three-dimensional. You know, you can grimace and get little crunched up lines on your face like a normal, regular person, not someone who's been surgically enhanced.
And Sharon, you have run me out of questions. Is there anything I've forgotten to ask you, though?
No, but I'll tell you two other secret tips for looking good besides refirm. And one is to always keep your hair modern, to stay out of a hair rut. That's like the easiest thing people can do, is they get stuck in the same hairdo from high school and they never change it, and that dates you. And the other thing is to, you know, have a bright and pretty smile and make sure you know, your teeth are white and you look pretty and you'll feel younger and easier. And once, you know, you do those basic things, and everything else falls into place.
All right. And with that, I have stopped recording.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. You have a very good day, man.
You too, Richard. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sharon? Hanging in there?
Oh, I know. I'm so old, they call me ma'am.
I'm sure that...
I was talking about refirm, you know?
Yeah.
You ever see that AFFAB thing where she went crazy and she's screaming, it's Mademoiselle!
Yeah, I think, you know, mostly that's just going to be kind of, you know, clips. It's not really going to be like a, you know, an interview format.
No, I know. It's kind of hard with him because there's no, you know, there's no feedback until the little click comes in.
Right, right. Yeah, and then it was kind of hard to hear him. I understand that. Cool. Well, I think we have one more to go.
One more, and hopefully it's with someone who's alive. So, well, this wasn't
alive.
The guy from before, but he wasn't too alive either.
Right, right. All right.
But
well,
the Alan Scott guys were fine, but I guess the news guys have their formula.
So this is the next one's the Jim Martin Show in Pittsburgh. So hopefully it'll be a little more fun.
Okay.
All righty. I'll call you back a little before 10.
Okay. Cool.
Talk to you then.